Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Millions of people in Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, and Israel were jolted from their beds early Monday after a deadly earthquake hit the region, collapsing hundreds of buildings and creating a humanitarian crisis. More than 500 deaths were reported in Turkey and Syria, and the toll was expected to rise. The epicenter of the earthquake was near the city of Gaziantep in south-central Turkey. Ziadan Sekir is a geologist at Ankara University on the Turkish News Channel.
The earthquake triggered several faults in the vicinity, so that's why there are so many large aftershocks.
The Biden administration is reporting China previously sent high-altitude surveillance balloons over the United States that went undetected until after leaving American airspace, a claim that was disputed by former President Trump over the weekend. The U.S. military continues salvaging debris from the downed balloon in an effort to learn more about the Chinese spying operation. China has condemned the United States for shooting down their balloon. The Canadian government says it took a proactive stance Sunday when it deployed a military aircraft over Haiti to address what it called a dire security situation and to support efforts to disrupt Haitian gangs. Canada says it supports the Haitian National Police and deployed a Royal Canadian Air Force CP-140 Aurora long-range patrol aircraft in response to Haiti's request for support as violence continues to get worse in that country. An 18-year-old girl up in Canada is experiencing beginner's luck, winning a $48 million jackpot with her first lottery ticket she's ever bought. News 4 in Nashville reported Juliette Lemieux won the grand prize last month after her grandfather encouraged her to purchase a ticket for the very first time just for fun. She is now the youngest person in Canada to win a lottery prize that large. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's a lot of differing opinions when it comes to the timing of shooting down that Chinese surveillance balloon.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner believes the Biden administration just waited too long to take action against that Chinese surveillance balloon as it drifted over the U.S.
Clearly the president taking it down over the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Turner said the balloon had already gathered all the data it needed by the time we took action. Not so fast, says Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Anytime the military is considering an operation like that, they have to consider the safety of the American people.
Appearing on CNN's Face the Nation, he said America's airspace was also at risk to falling debris. For its part, China insists the balloon was for civilian use. I'm John Schaefer.
The Republican congressman that lied on his resume to get into office has a new set of problems. Representative George Santos, a Republican from New York, has been accused of sexual harassment and ethics violation by a prospective staffer who briefly worked in Santos' office. In a letter to the House Committee on Ethics, the former aide, Derek Myers, claimed that he had been put into Santos' office as an unpaid volunteer, which is a violation of the ethics rules, and outlined a sexual harassment claim. Myers shared a copy of the letter on Twitter. Beyoncé broke the record for the most wins in last night's Grammy Awards. She now has 32. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Happy Monday to you. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. We've got Alex Newman joining us in just a moment. And we're going to be talking about the leadership of the communist Chinese-backed former Marxist terror leader, the UN World Health Organization, and the Biden administration, how they've been plotting an unprecedented power grab to build a planetary biomedical police state. We've got the award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant with us right now. Alex, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
So break this down. We've got balloons overhead. China is everywhere at every turn. They've got police operations in cities in our country. What the heck is going on here?
Well, and they also have their minions in all the key UN agencies. They have their minions in Washington, D.C. They're paying millions and millions of dollars to our so-called free press. I mean, they're buying advertorials in the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post. They are absolutely everywhere. And, we often say that a lot of stuff is made in China. I would say the communist Chinese threat is largely made in America. They're using our technology. Their economy was built up with deliberate help from political leaders in Washington, D.C., and economic leaders in New York, on Wall Street, and our biggest corporations. It truly is a very significant threat. And then you bring the World Health Organization in, which is right now seeking to become basically the planetary Department of Health and Human Services, but with even more draconian powers than the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And you recognize that that's run by an agent of the Communist Party of China who was put into that position by the Communist Party of China. You see, we have a very, very big problem on our hands.
Well, and on the very face of it all, after, I don't know if you caught much of the Grammys last night, I turned to it and it was just so bizarre. It's no wonder that America is so vulnerable. I mean, it's like we have lost our moral standing and backbone. There, discernment doesn't exist almost in this country. I was shocked. I just could not believe it. I couldn't watch much of it, but I viewed some of the highlights and it convinced me all the more just how bizarre and, as some are calling it, satanic. But, you know, that speaks of the underbelly and the lack of moral discernment that exists in our country today. So for the Chinese doing what they're doing, I mean, they're loving this all the more. I mean, I don't know that America has ever been this vulnerable, certainly in my lifetime.
No, and it's getting worse. And you're absolutely right to speak about the moral issues. I mean, without the moral decay that we have seen as a nation, our nation would not be nearly as vulnerable as it is today. The Communist Party of China, incidentally, did an in-depth investigation of the United States. They were trying to figure out, why are they so powerful? Why is it such a strong nation? Why are they so wealthy? And their conclusion was, it's because they're so Christian. And so the Soviets deliberately tried to undermine that. The establishment here in the United States, certainly in the Democrat Party and increasingly even among the Rhino leadership, have been trying to undermine that moral foundation. And, you know, I think it's for a very simple reason. As you undermine that foundation, you weaken the country and you're able to do basically whatever you want, right? Karl Marx, for example, recognized that the nuclear family was one of the strengths of basically civilized Christian society. Mm-hmm. And he said that if you want to undermine that, you got to take down the nuclear family. That's why he advocated that the government should educate children from the time they can be separated from their mothers. He advocated that women be held in common so that there would be no monogamous marriages. And what do we see in America now? We see half exactly. marriages ending in divorce. This is all by design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, and look at, you know, hey, you'll reap what you sow, and look where we are right now. I mean, we're in a dangerous position, you know, with our families. We've been warned for decades. Our families were in peril. We thought, oh, no big deal. You know, our faith, you know, you get polling that still says that 80% of America believes in God. Well, even the demons believe in God. So that's really right. not an equivalent point any longer. You know, and we saw what happened with Germany, as intelligent as that society was pre-World War II. I mean, there were a lot of smart people there. And for them to be duped to where, you know, 10% basically told 90% what they were going to do, it's like deja vu all over again, Alex. It's very dangerous ground we're on right now.
It is. And I think there's this sense among Americans that we're immune from the types of things that happened in Germany in the 1930s, 1940s, the types of things that happened in Russia during the Bolshevik Revolution, types of things that happened in China during the Communist Revolution there, and then later the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward, not realizing that we are actually seeing the precursor stages of those things as we speak. I mean, mm-hmm. Those types of revolutionary elements are running rampant in our society. They're taking down the critical structures. They are turning Americans against each other with critical race theory. I mean, these are all communist tactics. So the communist Chinese now is a master of dividing people exactly in the same fashion that they're doing with critical race theory. And all this is very strategic. They're not doing it because they're interested in racial justice or climate change. As they used to say in the 60s, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. And we're running around thinking about the issues. They understand it's always about the revolution.
And the thing that's so amazing about it, Alex, that they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, you know, let me refer back to the Grammys again and what was said. I mean, they were calling for rebellion. I mean, they were championing the rebellious cause and all this. So, you know, this is where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just like, you know, it's interesting because people are complaining about what happened with Ukraine and Russia. You saw everything being strategically placed, like you said, by design to set up for an invasion. And the Biden administration and NATO for that matter as well watched the elements being put in position. What do you think they were doing at the border? They think that they were just coming away for a weekend trip and have a weenie roast and call it a day? I mean, it's the same thing like what you're talking about right now. These elements are being placed in position, and we're freedom-loving, constitutional-loving Americans who still believe in the greatness and the exceptionalism of America based on Judeo-Christian principles are being enveloped right now. And this is all a slow process. You know, you often hear of the, you know, the metaphor of the frog in boiling water. Well, let me tell you that that frog is not that far away from being fully cooked here.
That's exactly right. And now would be a really good time for us to jump out of the pot, so to speak, before we end up cooked. You know, we're in an urgent situation. And this Chinese spy balloon is a good example of that. What's happening in the schools is a good example of that. What's happening in Washington, D.C., this $1.7 trillion monstrosity they passed on their way out the door so that they could handcuff the new incoming Republican House of Representatives. I mean, it just doesn't stop. And there comes a point where the thing just breaks, right? And, and who knows what exactly will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. But I think we're very rapidly approaching that time.
Well, all it takes is good people to stand down and not take a stand against this insidious attack on all things that are vital, moral, and good for America and the next generation. Alex Newman continues with us right here. He's the award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant. Stay with us. We've got more. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just we'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Alex Newman. Alex, tomorrow we've got the State of the Union with Joe Biden. there's going to be some interesting things to observe. I mean, you talk about the leader of the propaganda machine. It has been Joe Biden who's repeatedly, has repeatedly told us that up is down and down is up. And I don't know how much of a State of the Union I'm going to be able to withstand.
Yeah, it has been very strange to follow this man and what he reads off the teleprompters. It's like the people writing his scripts on the teleprompters and running his Twitter feed don't even care anymore, or they want to look ridiculous. I mean, at some point, it becomes more silly than the Soviet Union, right? I mean, you follow Joe Biden's Twitter feed and says, this is the best economy America has ever had.
Right.
What? I mean, what planet are you living on? Every single person, including your most loyal supporters, knows that's not true. Who are you putting this out there for? And yet they just keep putting it out with a straight face. It's very, very bizarre. And I suspect part of it is just to demoralize us, right? They know we're not going to believe this. We all have eyes. We all have to live in this economy. We know that what he's saying is simply not true. But I expect it's probably a demoralization tactic.
Well, the problem is 40%, roughly, plus or minus, believe it. They want to believe it, or they just think, okay, Joe Biden's our guy regardless. I don't care about, counting votes or anything like that. We've elected him president, so shut up and listen to what he says and go along. But see, this is just what keeps us at odds with one another, because we cannot have a conversation when our realm of realities are just so... So opposite of one another. I mean, it's like one person's looking at a ketchup bottle and the other person, is telling you straight to your face, that is not a ketchup bottle, Alex. That is a Cadillac. When are you going to see it? I mean, our focus and our understanding of what reality is just in clear contrast. And Joe Biden just keeps feeding into it. I mean, he wants to tell us that, House Republicans are threatening to cut Social Security and Medicare, putting the dignity of millions of Americans who rely on these programs at risk. Well, Leader McCarthy has made it clear. He says they're off the table. There's no such, he said that long ago, but Joe Biden is like stuck in repeat. Somebody's got to, knock the needle out of the groove there so he can, come with a different tune. But he's just stuck. He's stuck in that spot. So we're probably going to hear, partisan blasting again. I'll guarantee you the Democrats will stand more than the Republicans on Tuesday. So you can anticipate that. I would question whether or not there's an over under betting, quadrant that's considering, how many Supreme Court justices will fall asleep and how many, involuntary utter, grumps that you may hear from, kind of like Joe Wilson, statements that are just involuntary that kind of come out that, the people there, the senators and representatives cannot hold back because, just as you said, Biden has not been very honest and very truthful, and he's going to make statements that are just, again, they're just more lies, and I wait and see how many guttural responses we get from the he'll get from the galley. What do you think?
Yeah, what'll really be interesting is to see whether House Republicans are willing to hold the line when it really matters.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I've been more than underwhelmed to have Speaker McCarthy go to have a meeting with Joe Biden and say, all right, we're not going to raise the debt ceiling unless we agree not to increase spending this year. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. Americans didn't send Republicans to take over the House of Representatives so that they could keep spending at the same level. This is unbelievable spending. We are bankrupt as a nation. We're over $30 trillion in debt, $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. The idea that we can just continue doing this is preposterous. It's not realistic. It's not sane. And somebody needs to be the adult in the room and tell these people, you cannot keep doing this. You're not just going to destroy the government. You're going to destroy the lives of the people who live in this country. And the idea that we should continue to borrow money from the communist Chinese and continue to print money so we can send billions of dollars for gender programs in Pakistan, yeah. I mean, it boggles the mind.
Exactly.
And Republicans don't seem very serious about dealing with it.
Right, right. Exactly. See, even the dog agrees. It's that basic. I get that. So, that's the thing. You're exactly right. I mean, since March of 2020, under the Biden administration, we've added $7 trillion to the debt. And for what? I mean, when you really pull back, all the skins of this onion, you start to see that most of it is for political paybacks. And nobody's saying anything about that. It's just, that's just the way politics works, is that when, management takes over and it's your turn to lead, you get to pay back all your political debts.
Yeah, and that's what's going on. I mean, look at the money that they're spending. It's going to Pfizer. It's going to the big corporations that have been shoveling money into these political campaigns. You know, our government has really just about lost all of its legitimacy, and that's a very concerning thought. I think there is a real effort to stir Americans up into a civil war, to stir Americans up into an uprising against their own government. And the government is certainly not helping things by behaving like, you know, a clique of criminals.
Yeah.
We've got to get this under control. And I think it's ultimately going to fall on state governments to say, look, you guys can't do this anymore. You can't enforce that stuff in our states. We got to stop paying for that stuff. You know, we're in a crisis situation, and these people in Washington act like nothing's going on. Everything's fine. It's not.
Well, what you point out is exactly what's going on. I mean, you've got states that are, you know, they're stepping up and taking over their education, you know, departments and, you know, standing up. You've got local sheriffs who, you know, of course, control the rule of law in their areas where they've been elected. And they are starting to realize, oh, that's right, I am supported by the Constitution. I can do this. I can protect the constitutional interest of the constituency. And, you know, more and more of these final bastions and these vanguards, you know, for constitutional appropriateness are standing up. And we need more of this, Alex, because, like you said, it's coming down to, you know, roughly right now we've got about 25 states that are, you know, falling, when I say falling in line, that support the Constitution. And you've got these other blue states that are still kind of confused and trying to figure it out and waiting, you know, and following Joe Biden's lead like that. That should be somebody you should follow, right?
Yeah, precisely. And, you know, now would be a really good time for people to start. I've been very pleased with some of what we're seeing out of some of these states. So Wyoming's always up to good things. And even Governor DeSantis here in Florida has been very good in standing up to some of the more outrageous schemes of the Biden administration. Governor Abbott down in Texas has done some good things. But we need to multiply that by a factor of 20. And really let Washington, D.C. know that, look, the states are not administrative units of an all-powerful empire. We have, you know, constitutional protection. In fact, the states created the federal government. And, you know, we need to restore that proper relationship. The federal government is not supposed to be dictating things to the states. And until the states stand up and make it clear that we're not going to tolerate it, Washington is going to continue this sort of abusive, outrageous behavior.
Well, this is the problem with the power grab. It's insatiable, and you get, as Pat Riley, the former coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, would call it, the disease of more. I want to go back and touch on something that you had written about before, speaking of the United Nations, pushing this new age spirituality on school children with SEL neuroscience. I mean, what it all comes down to, Alex, is that the God that we know, the God that we understand, that we read about in the Bible, I say understand, you know, in a broad sense, I think that's part of the problem, is we really do not understand God as much as we should. And because we don't, we are extremely vulnerable to these forces and these ideas, like what we're seeing at the Grammys and elsewhere, that want us to, you know, to honor this new God. I mean, even to the point where the climate scientists have devised their own Ten Commandments, right? Which is interesting. They can't even come up with something of their own creation. They've got to borrow something from God and kind of twist it around.
Yeah, and I was there to see all that. I was actually in Egypt at the UN COP27 climate conference for the New American Magazine. And they really are coming out with a new religion. I had the opportunity to interview some of the organizers of this. They told me they're working on a third covenant, and they're going to build heaven on earth and all these things. And they've got Hindus and pagans that they plucked out of the Amazon rainforest that worship spirits. They got them all there, and they're all coming up with this new moral and ethical framework that we need to live by to take care of Mother Earth. And they are putting it on children. I just read a big piece in the New American exposing a UNESCO agency that, I mean, you can visit their website and see they're openly saying they're going to use neuroscience, social emotional learning, which is highly advanced manipulation of the minds of these children, to mainstream this kind of one world spirituality, these radical globalist views, the world citizenship. And folks, you've got to protect your children. You can be sure the politicians aren't going to do it for you.
Wow. Crazy stuff and scary stuff altogether. He is the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and a writer for the New American Standard. Thank you so much, Alex.
Sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot has savings on everything small business owners, home office workers, teachers, and students need to succeed in 2023. From stylish and functional furniture solutions and tech to keep you organized and productive, to calendars and planners to keep you on schedule, and cleaning supplies to keep your space spotless, Now is the perfect time to restock, refresh, and renew. With a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership, teachers looking to replenish their classrooms can take advantage of exclusive savings in stores with a coupon available online at officedepot.com/rewards offer now through April 1st. Office Depot also offers customers a way to help schools stretch their budgets through the company's Give Back to Schools program. Customers can simply make a qualifying purchase and provide the school's ID number at checkout, and the designated school will receive 5% back in credits for free supplies. Some schools earn up to $3,000 a year through this program. Learn more online at officedepot.com/giveBTS. Visit officedepot.com or an Office Depot or Office Max store today.
USA News Update. Devastation is the word being used to describe a 7.8 magnitude earthquake very early Monday morning near the Turkey-Syria border. Turkey's President Erdogan said that 912 people had been killed in Turkey, with over 5,400 wounded. Turkish News Channel correspondent Hasan Abdullah in Istanbul.
So at the moment, the priority is to try and rescue people, try and pull the people out from the rubble, provide them medical assistance, and move them to safer locations. But I think it's going to be quite a task, quite a challenge, considering the magnitude of this.
The train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, is worsening. So says East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drobick.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container. Measures are being taken to try and control that and prevent that from happening.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Clear up something. I said New American Standard, not the New American Magazine. Alex is the senior editor of the New American Magazine, as well as an educator, author, and consultant, and we always appreciate his insight, and we always appreciate Adam Angieski, who's back with us. Happy New Year, Adam. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on, and I cannot thank you enough for the end of year summary we did. We got such great response. People were really appreciative of all that you shared with us from opening the books, and we took a rear view look at 2022, and now we're going forward in 2023. So again, congratulations on that, and thanks again for helping us remember the government waste that we're living with. It's no wonder we're $31 trillion in counting now.
Well, it was a big year for our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com. We had some major news stories, and we were just thrilled to be able to educate the American people right here on your platform, Bill. It makes a big difference in our shop. Thank you.
Well, great to have you here. Now, I'm in California. I'm here till next weekend. And it's boggling what is happening to the state that I was born and raised in. But the Newsom twosome are out of control here. And this is breaking news here. Gavin Newsom and his first partner are doing to this state. Tell our audience about this.
Well, we found a sophisticated and elaborate scheme to use taxpayer dollars to promote radical ideologies in up to 5,000 schools across the country and right there in California to promote the Gavin Newsom cult of personality, and also to quadruple dip taxpayer dollars for personal profit to the tune of about $3 million over the course of the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, we've gotten a lot of media on it, and there's a lot more to come. So We can break down each one of those three facets of how the Newsoms, are using tax dollars to promote all of this.
Yeah, go ahead and let's do that very quickly if we can.
So in terms of radical ideologies, look, your program, Bill, it's a family show. I'm super uncomfortable describing the details of what we found.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage everyone to go to openthebooks.com, read our investigation. It's up right on the homepage of the website. Click through to the links. Viewer discretion is advised.
Mm-hmm.
The images are very explicit. They're XXX rated. The best way I can describe this is the Newsoms, through their films and through their curricula in the schools, they're pushing a pipeline to porn in our public schools.
Wow.
So if you click through to the links, what you're going to find is you're going to find naked women or nearly naked women handcuffed, slapped, brutalized on still shots from pornographic videos. And they include the internet website address to the pornography websites, giving students outside the classroom a continued roadmap for exploration.
Wow. And this is all being distributed, you said, 5,000 schools across the country?
So Jennifer Siebel Newsom, she's got a nonprofit organization. It's organized as a public educational charity. And what they do is films and curriculum for public schools. And so they licensed these to the tune of $1.5 million over the course of the last decade to 5,000 schools. They say 2.6 million children held captive in those classrooms have watched these films in over 11,200 classrooms. So it's a big footprint in California and across the country. And Jennifer Siebel Newsom gets a second bite at those taxpayer dollars because she owns a for-profit film production company who contracts with her nonprofit. So the for-profit contracts with the nonprofit for an additional $1.6 million over the course of the last decade. And, she's raising money from state vendors. So,
of course,
while her husband, governor, we found last fall raised, he solicited 1,000 state vendors for $10.6 million in campaign cash. Her nonprofit was soliciting state vendors for five- and six-figure donations to her nonprofit to cover the operating costs. She made $1.5 million in salary over the course of the last decade from that nonprofit and, of course, distributed $1.6 million from the nonprofit back to her for-profit. Do the math, that's $3 million. And, by the way, in the films, in the schools, two of them star her husband who's held out to be the hero and the model public servant. They're quadruple-dipping the taxpayer dollar.
Wow. This is all a precedent to his presidential run, no doubt.
Well, and beyond the pipeline to porn, look, for 11-year-olds, they consider age-appropriate material. I mean, your senses in this film are just bombed with, nearly naked women.
11-year-olds are being exposed. Is that the starting point?
And really graphic material, which is disgusting, appalling. No governor of the 50 states should be involved in this, much less star in the films and his wife produced and put these into 5,000 public schools. So even for 11-year-olds, you've got upside-down animated strippers with tape over their chests. Seriously, come to openthebooks.com. See what the 15-year-olds have to watch when they're held captive in the classroom. It is absolutely appalling, disgusting, and pornographic.
So forget about reading, writing, and arithmetic. I mean, our kids are being fully indoctrinated. And this is, this is, when we thought it got bad, we're realizing, Adam, it's gotten worse. We really don't know how bad it is. And here it is. You're talking about a governor of a state, his wife, who is, selling influence and taking advantage of, vendors of the state, shaking them down as well. I mean, this is how the game is played, from the left, isn't it?
Yeah, for months we reached out to them to request comment. We wanted their side of the story. They ignored. They will not speak on the record. They have not spoken on the record to Fox News, who had an exclusive on our stuff to break this on a national basis.
Mm-hmm.
We reached out to the governor's office. He's silent on it. But they did issue a tweet over the weekend. The head of her nonprofit, the executive director, tweeted that the films that they're thankful for all the additional coverage and that their films have been shown in 30 million schools. They're thankful that we're out there at OpenTheBooks.com on your show talking about their crap.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, see, this is all coming out of the closet and full on. I mean, and case in point is the Grammys last night. I mean, I don't know. I didn't catch a lot of it, but what I did catch was very disturbing. But this is all part and parcel. And it's associated with this agenda to indoctrinate our kids, to undermine the Judeo-Christian principles of this country. I mean, people have to really see what's going on here. This is just another clear case in point of what those on the left, and when I say left, I mean, I know some people even say, look, I'm on the left, but I don't even want to be associated with something like this. You know, this is how bad it is. But I'm saying, well, even if you're on the left or wherever you're at, if you're not condemning this, then you're accepting it. You're part and parcel to this activity. And people here, citizens of California, have got to take a stand against this, right?
Every single parent needs, we have no idea what's being shown to and taught in the classrooms. This Jennifer Siebel Newsom, they got four films out there. Here's another set of curricula that they have as, for as early as kindergartners. Bill, kindergartners
wow.
are being taught that gender is fluid, it exists on a spectrum, and you can mix and match the qualities and characteristics of boys and girls. So there are as many genders as there are people in the world. That's what kindergartners through fifth graders are being taught in her curriculum.
You see, the thing that really has been driving me nuts, Adam, is all this stuff is based on the theoretical. There's, you know, here we are, we're supposed to pay attention to science and do all these things that seem to be reasonable, but they're fast and loose with, you know, other facts and truth scenarios in coming up with their own diabolical plan to convince people that somehow it's intellectual, when this is really, this is the problem and the issue with stupidity. There's plenty of it to go around, and if we don't nip it in the bud, I mean, what kind of America are we going to be here, Adam?
That's right. No, I mean, everybody needs to educate themselves on what their own children are being shown in the classrooms across the country.
Well, we're opening the books, ladies and gentlemen, with Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books, and we've got more from Adam on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Angieski from Open the Books continues with us. We were just talking off air that, I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. And as Adam said, you've got to own your own knowledge. I mean, you know, we report, we present this to you, and as shocking as this is, and I got to imagine we probably have caused a couple of people to run off the road. They just cannot believe what they heard, Adam, that is being done. I mean, when we thought, you know, with critical race theory and what we discovered with COVID, I mean, little did we know that there was an underbelly yet to be exposed. And you are bringing it to the attention of people around the country, though we're talking about a California governor, but a California governor and his wife whose tentacles stretch out across, you know, every state of the union with this garbage and what they're doing with our kids, exposing our kids to this kind of, you know, this level of pornography and, you know, sexual enticement and everything. Because as we know as adults, Adam, I mean, sex is a very powerful lure. And it can cause a lot of damage to young people and older people, but particularly to younger people. And, you know, there is a move in this country to groom young children so that, you know, we'll just turn away from God. We'll abandon our moral backbone. And then what's going to ensue is chaos at such measures that you can never imagine. You know, you mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, this is like, this is Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids, what we're possibly looking at here.
Well, and it's also, you know, beyond the pornography, beyond what we talked about in terms of gender here for kindergartners, you know, you and I believe there's two genders and they believe there's 8 billion genders, and that's what we're being taught. We're also, you know, the curriculum also promotes Marxist frames, Marxist ideologies. It splits classrooms physically into what's called those that are oppressed versus those that are privileged. It's called a privileged walk exercise. So everybody lines up. You take a step forward if you're privileged. You take a step backward if you're oppressed. Here's the first three questions. Are you born in America? Are you white? And are you a male who believes he's a male? If you answer those three questions, you've taken three steps forward. You're privileged. Everybody else in the classroom is oppressed. Their oppression is built off your privilege.
Oh, wow.
You're supposed to feel shame.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, this is another exercise that's promoted out of the Jennifer Siebel Newsom, the Newsom-Twosome curriculum in your public schools.
And how are these kids going to respond? I mean, they don't have the wherewithal, the mental acuity to and critical thinking exercise to realize that this is all a bunch of garbage. I mean, we are turning over the tender minds, the psyches of our young children to these knuckleheads. I mean, this is diabolical. This is absolutely, I'll tell you that. If the parents of California, parents across the country do not, you know, run right away into the educational centers and check out what's going on, really, to get and do a deep dive. I know there's a lot of, you know, angry parents and mama bears and papa bears that went out there and they got elected to school boards, and that's great. That's just the start. This is not the end game. We've got to do a deep dive, just like everything that has to do with, you know, with morality, our Judeo-Christian principles, the, you know, the Constitution, the things that made America great, and our country is being hijacked by these people in such an irresponsible way. They want to make sure, of course, you know, the first thing is get rid of God. We get rid of God and religion, then, you know, Katie bar the door. And they're pretty darn close to being able to do that right now, Adam, especially with this, you know, this demonstration, what they're able to do and the money that goes to them to serve them, not to serve these young kids. I mean, this is the opposite of what, you know, service by elected officials should look like.
So let's come up with an action plan right here, Bill, that everybody needs to take, you know, every parent listening to the program. Number one, educate yourself. Come to openthebooks.com. Read our report. And unfortunately, I'm going to ask you to click on all the links. Like I said, viewer discretion is advised. But you got to steel your spine. You got to see exactly what's going on. Kids in the classroom as early as 11 years old are seeing this stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as adults, we've got to educate ourselves. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Now, the other thing, too, real quick, I want people to understand, it's not just in California, it's not just in New York, it's not just in Chicago. This is across all 50 states, right? So for people who sit there and think, well, that would never happen in Wyoming, or that's never going to happen in Idaho, hey, surprise, it's happening.
Yep. Yeah, it's not true that it's not happening where you live. It is, and you need to educate yourself on what your children are being shown. Number two. You have to file. You can ask to see the curriculum, and that's fine. But follow it up with a Sunshine request in your state, Freedom of Information Act request for the curriculum in these courses that your children are being shown and, you know, on paper and in the classroom, the lesson plans. You have to see the gory details, because says who with what proof. You need the proof. That comes through the legal mechanism where you request the proof through a Sunshine request.
Right. Okay. And then what do we do?
Well, I mean, if it's going on, you gotta, you know, give public, you gotta take it to the board. You have to give public comment. You've got to network, you know, 50 to 500 of your friends and neighbors.
Exactly.
And public meetings and demand change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start. I mean, hey, look, in the old days, we used to have Tupperware parties, right? We need to have educational parties like this, to where you get your neighbors, you get the parents of your children in their classrooms, you get them together and, you know, have a cup of coffee, watch these videos, talk about it, and, you know, amass a network of conscious-minded, you know, people who want to protect their children, to come up against and to take a stand against this insidious and this diabolical, you know, intrusion, and get us back on track to where it's about reading, writing, and arithmetic, and not about he and she and all the other associated pronouns, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, reading scores and math scores at grade level in my home state of Illinois, where it is the Super Bowl of corruption, 31% of students read at grade level and do math at grade level. Guess what? That's an F. The public schools are absolutely failing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Illinois, there's 43,000 Illinois educators, either retired or currently in the classroom, on a six-figure salary or lifetime retirement pension. 43,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the curriculum like this in the classroom, it is no wonder only one out of every three students is reading at grade level in my home state.
Exactly. You imagine all the money that we're pouring into what rank overall, I think 27, 28th around the world. You know, I mean, I would think as a professional educator, I would be so disgusted and up in arms. But again, you know, they need help, you know, the good ones, because the institution, the union, is so entrenched and has protected this kind of incompetency. And it's going to require, you know, it's only acceptable, Adam, until enough people, you know, declare that it is unacceptable. And we're hearing more and more rumblings, but it's got to be a very loud and clear signal to the educational system. I mean, already you've got Operation Exodus, where kids are leaving en masse out of public school systems, and rightfully so, because it's dysfunctional. It's not working. And some of the states, to their credit, are saying, look, it, with the child, the money that we've set aside for education, that will go with the child. And I say congratulations, and we need more of that to really do something about educating our kids and getting them prepared for, you know, what is to come.
Yeah, I mean, parents need options. They do need choices. And it just may be that if this, if you can't get change in your public school, you got to get your kids out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to transition here. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. You did also write about that. I mean, Austin's Texas has really got some really serious problems here. I mean, they're spending $26 million on PR, and then some of the city officials are being paid more than the president of the United States. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. So the capital city of the state of Texas, that's Austin. Mm-hmm. They've had problems with storms over the course of the past 2 years. And so just last week, they had a ice storm, and one third of all the customers at their public utility, which is owned by the city, lost power. And it took 48 hours before the head of the public utility, the mayor, mm-hmm. and six directors at the city even called a press conference. So there was a horrible lack of communication, and we found that over the course of the last 2 years, the city of Austin spent $26 million on public relations, on PR, on public information. They actually employ 173 communications officers in some capacity.
In Austin.
That they had a communications problem is absolutely absurd.
Yeah. It's like, who's mining the store here?
Yeah, the head of their Austin Energy, she made $420,000 last year. Their city manager is one of the top paid in the entire country. He made nearly $400,000 last year. They have six directors of public services like transportation, public works, and the like. And each one of those directors made over $200,000. So there was, you know, the mayor got a 40% pay increase at the start of this year. Yet the mayor and six city executives, there was over $2 million worth of city payroll on that podium, and it took them 48 hours before they even called a press conference to communicate with the people. And then they gave them a timeline of when the power was going to come back on, which was wrong. They couldn't execute on it.
With all those chiefs, not enough Indians taking care of business here. I mean, who gets a 40% pay increase, Adam? That's unheard of.
Exactly. They voted this for themselves last August, the city council.
Also, in one final blow as we head out through the exit here, is you got Nevada's new governor double-dipping to the tune of over $300,000, huh?
Yeah, he's retired sheriff in Clark County. He's the new Republican governor, and he's got one of the biggest pensions in state history, and now he's got the governor's salary as well.
Just for, you know, just for fun, right? Oh, it's good to be governor. Why not? Governor Lombardo there. And we'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks. Adam Angieski from Open the Books. OpenTheBooks.com is where you want to go for more information and to activate your needed citizenship. Thank you for joining in. Thank you, Adam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach